Missouri Talks Reform on Rural Health, Then Walks It Back by Elias Sapelis. Missouri's application for the Federal Rural Health Transformation Program, or RHTP, reads like a blueprint for major reform. It promises a bold and comprehensive vision that will fundamentally shift the healthcare experience for rural Missourians. That kind of language suggests that the state is ready to address long-standing structural barriers to care, and to the credit of those who wrote the application, it does identify many of the right problems. A portion of the federal funding approved in the One Big Beautiful Bill last summer was designed to help states expand access, improve outcomes, and rethink how care is delivered in rural communities that have long struggled with provider shortages and limited infrastructure. As I've written many times before, Missouri, with large rural regions and persistent access challenges, is an obvious candidate for that kind of transformation. But when you get to Appendix 1, page 56, where Missouri outlines its actual policy commitments, the tone changes. Take Certificate of Need, or CON laws. Instead of proposing reforms, the state spends its time disputing outside criticism, arguing that a report from the Cicero Institute inaccurately claims Missouri's CON program is overly restrictive, and that critics overstate Missouri's regulatory reach and understate its flexibility. The focus shifts away from change and toward claiming the current framework really isn't that bad. The same pattern shows up on scope of practice, which procedures certain healthcare professionals are allowed to perform. Rather than committing to specific changes, the state says it will reassess our current scope of practice laws and identify the optimal legislative and regulatory changes at some point in the future. The emphasis remains on further review rather than action. These are only a few of many examples that make the contrast in this application so striking. The front half lays out a vision built on innovation, transformation, and system-wide change. But the appendix, where commitments actually matter, falls back on the status quo. It is true that the federal government bought into that vision. Missouri was awarded significant funding through this program, with the expectation that the state would follow through on what it proposed to improve access in rural communities. The application suggests that the state understands the problem. The commitments, however, raise questions about whether state leaders are serious about implementing real solutions. As Missouri begins spending the RHTP funds it receives over the next 5 years, taxpayers should pay close attention to how closely the state's actions align with its stated vision. This article was presented in audio format using AI-generated narration.